Good evening, everybody. Today I'm talking about the promise of God's power. And to do that, we thought we might actually get out into nature and really see God's power at work. So we're going to go off on a bit of adventure, aren't we, guys?
Yeah!
So while we have a bit of a wander up the hill, why don't you grab a Bible, look up 2 Corinthians chapter 12, and we're going to be looking at the first 10 verses. So we'll go through that in a moment. So we read in 2 Corinthians chapter 12 from verse 1. This boasting will do no good, but I must go on. I will reluctantly tell about visions and revelations from the Lord. I was caught up to the third heaven 14 years ago. Whether I was in my body or out of my body, I don't know. Only God knows. Yes, only God knows whether I was in my body or outside my body. But I do know that I was caught up to paradise and heard things so astounding that they cannot be expressed in words, things no human is allowed to tell. That experience is worth boasting about, but I'm not going to do it. I will boast only about my weakness. If I wanted to boast, I would be no fool in doing so because I would be telling the truth. But I won't do it because I don't want anyone to give me credit beyond what they see in my life or hear in my message, even though I have received such wonderful revelations from God. So to keep me from becoming proud, I was given a thorn in my flesh, a messenger from Satan to torment me, to keep me from becoming proud. 3 different times I begged the Lord to take it away, but each time he said, "My grace is all you need. My power works best in weakness." So now I am glad to boast about my weakness, so that the power of Christ can work through me. That's why I take pleasure in my weaknesses, and in the insults, hardships, persecutions, and troubles that I suffer for Christ. For when I am weak, then I am strong. So these verses might be ones that you've heard before. Verses 9 and 10 are particularly famous, and that's really what we want to talk about today. The background, though, which we get in verses 1 to 8, is that Paul is kind of laying out that he's actually having a bit of a tough time, that he's finding things difficult. In fact, he believes he's kind of seen a vision of heaven. He talks about being called up to the third heaven. In those days, they talked about the first heaven being kind of where the rain came from, the second heaven being where the stars were, and then the third heaven where we'd find God. And it's a bit like this place where I'm stood right now. It feels like a bit of an oasis, a bit of a paradise. And Paul feels like that's where he was. That's where he's been. He's seen the amazements of God. And he's saying, but I don't want to boast about me who's gone there. I want to boast about the one who created it. And to help you understand that it's not about me, says Paul, I'm actually going to reveal something that maybe you wouldn't think. You'd think a man of God, an apostle, someone preaching and planting churches must have it all together, must be really tight with God. But actually, Paul is saying that he struggles, that he actually has a thorn that he refers to. Now, we don't know whether this is a physical, a mental, spiritual torment, pain, a disorder. We don't know. But we do know that Paul says time and time again that he prayed to God 3 times. 3 times he said to God, "Please take this away from me." And God had said, "No. No, you don't need me to take this away. You have my grace, and that is all you need." And then we get this beautiful scripture about Paul saying that actually, when I was weak because of my afflictions, because of my struggles, because of the insults and the persecutions, that is when I realized that God would work strongest in my life. Right now, I'm walking around a place that on a sunny day like this would normally be packed, rammed with people, dog walkers, people picnicking, hanging out. My children are having fun running around in the space, and it's because we're in a time of lockdown, we're in a time of social distancing, and as we go out for our social distance walk, we're reminded that we are going through a tough time, that for many of us, the challenges could be quite real, whether that's physical challenges, mental health challenges, whether you're just feeling a bit low, a bit down. So far this week, I've not actually had the greatest week. It's been a struggle for me. I think I've just hit that point where this is all starting to feel a bit too much, that I'm fed up, I want it to go. And when I realized I was doing a sermon about God being strong in our weakness, I kind of had to laugh because it just made me think, wow, sense of humor or what, God? Because right now I'm learning as much as anyone else who might be watching or listening to this, wherever you are. God is looking to be strong. And what the Bible tells us is actually God is teaching us things through our difficulties. Now, don't get me wrong, I don't think God strikes us down with difficulties just to teach us a lesson. I don't think COVID-19 was God's great plan for us to learn a bit more patience. But I do think that through these times, God is with us and that he teaches us many different things. And I think the reality that we've got to come to is that, are we actually learning anything in this time? Are we looking to become stronger because of God in our lives? You see, I think what it comes down to is trust. I think God's teaching us here to trust. When we go through these difficult times, when we go through these moments, we start to learn to trust. And the Bible tells us that when we trust in God, we put our faith in God, then we receive his power. And sometimes we've got to remind ourselves of actually who God is. In Isaiah chapter 40, there is a really powerful passage. I'm going to read from verse 27. It says, "O Israel, how can you say the Lord does not see your troubles? How can you say God refuses to hear your case? Have you never heard or understood? Do you not know the Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of all the earth? He never grows faint or weary. No one can measure the depths of his understanding. He gives power to those who are tired and worn out. He offers strength to the weak. Even youths will become exhausted and young men will give up. But those who wait on the Lord will find new strength. They will fly high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint." And I think this just reminds us that we're always going to go through times like this when things are difficult. But the promises of God that we find in here are standing true no matter what. And God promises that he will be strong when we are weak, that he will be the power when we need it. Not always where we want it. We might want God to do a lot. Paul wanted God to do a lot. But God said, "No, you don't need me to sort that out for you, Paul, because when you are weak, I will be strong. My grace is enough for you." So God tells us time and time again that he will make us strong, that he will give us power. And we're told in Romans that the same power that rose Jesus from the dead lives in us. That if we are followers of Christ, if we have accepted Jesus into our life, that same power that defeated death lives in us. So of course, the promise of power has been fulfilled by God. It was fulfilled in Jesus. Which is why in verse 10, Paul says, "That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, I am strong." And it's almost like Paul is remembering the stories he was told about Jesus on the cross. How Jesus seemed completely powerless, hung there, suffering, dying. But 3 days later, he rose from the dead. He did what no one had done before. He defeated death. And because of that, God's power has been released for all of us. The Holy Spirit is with us right now. And a wonderful, beautiful place like this, it's almost easy to forget that right now there are people who are suffering, who are hurting. God hasn't forgotten that. God's always been in this world, and he wants us to know that. Right, shall we go back then? Yeah. You can put your backpack on, Jake.
Okay.
You go.
Tomorrow, can we go back?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Right. Up the rock. Let's go.
Let's go.
So whatever's going on in your life, whatever you're dealing with, in the house, outside the house, in work, in family, you're not alone. And it's okay for this time to be tough. It's okay to feel weak, because do you know what? It's the The Bible tells us that is when God is strongest. When we step aside, stop trying to fix it all ourselves and actually allow God to do his work. It's a bit like my children right now, who are having a whale of a time as we come up here. But there are times when they're not sure, they feel too weak, they can't get over a boulder, they get scared when a dog comes running by, they're unsure of an unknown insect. And I'm, as their father, as their loving dad, definitely not perfect by any sense, nothing like the God that we have, but I'm there to help them. Sometimes when they feel weak, I'm strong for them. And I think that just gives us a slight insight to what our Heavenly Father is doing for us. He is with us. When the dogs of life, when the strange bugs fly across our path, God is there saying, guys, I've got this. I'm here with you. You are not on your own. Many people might ask, why, if God's going to be strong and give us power, why can't he just sort all this mess out? Why can't he just have it gone? And to honestly, sometimes I wonder that myself. But this is just the latest of a whole bunch of things that we've seen through history, and there will be other things in the future. But God doesn't ignore us in it. He stands here with us in it. He goes through it with us. And at times, I believe he carries us. If it wasn't for God, we would be all alone. But he stands in the space of the difficulties, of the struggles, of the trials. And as Paul says, when we are weak, then he is strong in us. Praise you, God.